Number 28 from September 2011, The Rebellious Cottontail. I'm pretty sure you're not going to believe me when I tell you the tale of the newest wildlife threat at the Ponderosa. After hearing about the marauding dogs, the flightless goose, the plague of houseflies, and the indomitable chipmunk, what else could there possibly be to disturb our serenity, you must be wondering. I thought you would never ask. The new threat comes from that most ferocious and dangerous of animals, the cottontail rabbit. Oh, come on, you're saying by now. What harm could a little bunny rabbit do? You don't even have a garden. Well, you certainly wouldn't think that there would be very much that a bunny could do under those circumstances, but you would be wrong. There is a half-grown rabbit that lives under a bush near our back porch. For some reason, known only to him, he has decided that parts of our porch furniture are edible and he must eat them. We have some footstools that are covered with a kind of thatched wicker material, and that little bugger keeps coming up and chewing on those footstools. I have scared him away countless times, and he keeps coming back for more. He is kind of cute, and I really don't want to blast him, but as you know, I have shot for less than this. I am just amazed that with all the forage that is available to him on this country place, that he must single out our wicker footstools as his preferred diet. He has everything in the world at his disposal, and yet he feels compelled to choose that. I just don't get it. He reminds me of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Those two first people had everything they ever needed in that perfect garden, and they didn't even have to work to grow it. There was just this one tree in the middle of the garden that God told them not to eat from. Remember now, they had everything they needed. They had no real use for that tree. And yet, which tree were they attracted to? That's right, the one they shouldn't have. If it was just our bunny rabbit, or just the first man and first woman that acted that way, it wouldn't be so bad. However, these characters serve to show us who each one of us is. There is something perverse in our very natures that is not satisfied with doing what God tells us is good for us. Martin Luther said it even more strongly when he said that we are, quote, by nature rebels against God, unquote. We are not satisfied with having a God. We want to be one. We want to be the captain of our own ship, the master of our own destiny. We want to be free to choose. And God respected his creation enough to give us that freedom to make choices. And choose we do, but not always very wisely. We choose that which perishes instead of that which lasts. We choose material possessions over quality relationships. For example, I have sat at the side of many dying people in the hospital, and I have never yet heard one say, "Boy, I just wish I had spent more time at the office." Nor have they said, "Well, I'm sure glad I piled up some money for somebody else to have." We choose relationships that we already know are not good for us. Last week in group therapy, a young woman said, "I knew that this guy was a drug user and he'd abused his last three girlfriends, but I thought he'd be different with me." Really? You really thought that? We choose shortcuts in life that we think will get us where we want to go and then find out that we are lost. A young man confessed in group therapy recently that he thought booze and drugs was by far the best thing that ever happened to him. He was no longer shy when he drank and used. He could talk to girls, even good-looking girls. He could dance, which he never could do before. It was great for a while, just for a while. Now he is antisocial, sick, lonely, and suicidal. We make choices, don't we? And they're not always good. Hopefully we can be like Joshua, the successor to Moses, who, when ready to cross into the promised land, told the Israelites to choose who they would serve. He said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now, if I can just get my bunny rabbit to stop choosing my furniture and say, "As for me and my house, we will eat the grass instead."